Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from National Opinion. We are conducting a survey, and we do have some questions for you. Just for documentation purposes, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. And may I please know what is the year of your birth?
I will not give that information.
I understand. That's okay. Let's move on to the next question. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
Registered.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, in that case, what is your race? Are you white, Black, African American, American Indian, Asian?
White.
Thank you so much. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following, your own future?
I have no clue right now.
Okay. Would you lean more to positive or negative?
With the way this country's going, it could be positive one day, negative the next.
Okay, I understand. But in this survey, there is no right or wrong question. This is based on your perception as of right now. So how do you feel today? Do you feel positive or negative regarding your future?
Negative.
I'm sorry?
Negative.
Thank you. How do you feel about the future of the planet?
Negative.
What about the future of the country?
Negative.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Zero.
Of the following issues, which three are the most important to you? Climate change, racism and discrimination, education, mental health, gun violence, student loans, immigration, healthcare, abortion access, economy and cost of living, crime, national security.
All of them.
Okay. Which would you say are the top three?
I can't really pick one because they're all pretty bad right now.
I understand. In order for me to proceed to the next question, it will just allow me to select three of them. I can repeat them.
You can pick whatever you like.
I am very sorry, and I know I'm taking your time right now, and I highly appreciate it. You're helping me a lot. It's just that I am unable to choose or to pick the options for you.
Okay, let's go. Climate change, violence, definitely gun violence. Too bad they don't have too many Karens in a world as a selection. and abortion rights.
Thank you. All right, thinking about the chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, contributing to a positive change in your community, having or caring for children, economic security and financial independence, work-life balance, improving or maintaining physical health, improving or maintaining mental health, caring for a senior family member, advancing in your career, hobbies and free time activities, your own education.
Oh my goodness.
I know it's a big list. I would feel the same. But what would you...
I'm a full-time caretaker of my fully disabled son, who technically is an adult now, so that one.
Okay.
Financial independence would be great if inflation wasn't so ridiculous right now.
Okay.
Okay, I can't think of...
The other ones I got, and I can repeat them just to make sure, relationships, work-life balance, improving or
workplace.
Maintaining.
There we go. Workplace balance.
Thank you.
I'm a remote worker, so.
This one is a work-life balance. So would you still like me to put that one?
Yeah, because even remote working, you still have to balance.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I understand. All right. So in that case, it's economy, security, and financial independence, work-life balance, and caring for a senior family member. All right. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three: your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, your personality, being young, being a woman, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your profession, your spiritual religious belief, being American.
Oh boy. Oh my goodness. Can you repeat those again?
Of course, of course. Your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife.
That one. Friend. I want that one.
That one, okay. Your personality, being young.
That one.
Your personality, okay. Being young, being a woman, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, your profession, or your spiritual religious beliefs, and I also have being American.
I was just throwing the last one.
Being American, okay. Thank you. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel the most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Do you feel hope, happiness, dread, anger and frustration, exhaustion, disappointment or sadness, or pride?
Disappointment.
Okay, disappointment. What else?
Frustration.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? I have three statements. Statement A. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Okay.
See, okay. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Too many Too many old white men in power. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people.
That one.
Okay. The two-party system, not enough people getting involved to make our voice heard, division and gridlock between political parties, corporate money has too much influence, or systematic racism?
Let's go with corporation has too much influence.
Thank you. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or nothing at all, or not at all? So I'll give you some names for organizations, and you tell me how much do you think they affect your personal life. Your city government, do you think they affect you a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
Okay. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, or coalitions?
None.
Not at all? Okay. Your state government?
Little.
Ballot initiatives like proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
Little.
Congress?
Unfortunately, a lot.
Okay. President Biden?
None. None.
Not at all? Okay.
None at all. He's a puppet.
Okay. The Supreme Court?
None.
Okay. Thank you. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each, please indicate how it affects your motivation to enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. So I'll give you some of the descriptions and you can just tell me if this is very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating to you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Would you find that very motivating, not motivating?
That would be motivating if they would actually do it, but they shot it down.
Okay, I understand. But in that case, how would you like to score this part of the question? Would you say very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
It would be motivating.
Okay, that would
if they would actually do it.
Okay, I understand. Would that be very motivating or somewhat motivating?
Very.
Okay. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade.
That I didn't agree with that case at all, so.
Not at all motivating?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No person has a right to tell another person what they can and cannot do with their own body.
I respect that. Okay. So in that case, would you like me to leave it as somewhat unmotivating or not at all motivating?
Not at all motivating.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ+ customers and deny them service.
Not motivated.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
Somewhat motivating.
I appreciate it. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Attending a protest, would you say that is very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all effective?
Not at all effective.
Okay. Signing a petition?
Not at all effective.
Boycotting a company?
Not at all effective.
Contacting or attending an event with your elected representative?
Not effective.
Okay, would you say not very effective or not at all effective?
Not at all.
Okay.
They don't listen.
Okay. All right. Volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Not at all.
Sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or social media?
Effective.
Okay, would that be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Voting in elections?
Not very effective.
Not very effective. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describe why you may have not voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. You did not have time to vote. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. The candidates didn't represent your values.
That one.
You didn't think your vote wouldn't be counted properly.
That one.
Okay, and the last one I got, you didn't know enough about the candidates. But we already have the three of them. Okay, good. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access for people across the country, and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that they won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Does this make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
I just don't see the point of protesting, so... I'm not sure where that would fit in at. A little.
A little? Okay, a little less. Okay, thank you. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand the corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share.
Not at all.
Okay, so engage a lot less?
Yeah.
Okay. Young voters turned out a huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our governments reflect us and our values.
Not at all, because if you have not seen the generation coming up, we in trouble.
Okay. I respect that. So in that case, I'll leave it as engage a lot less. Is that correct?
Yes, because it's kind of like a double-edged sword with the way they're acting and how they're going about things, yeah.
Okay, I understand. All right, the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan, projected to cut out pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, also known as IPCC, reported that we need to take action within 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of a catastrophe warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a livable and sustainable future. Would you say engage a lot more, a little less, a little more, a lot less?
A little more.
Engage a little more. Thank you so much. We're almost there. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two: international news outlets, local TV news stations, Twitter.
That one.
Local TV, okay. Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, news or informational articles online, podcasts, national TV news stations.
The last one.
National TV, okay. Thank you so much. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two: shows, movies, music, health, beauty, self-care, hobbies, tips or hacks, sports, government and politics, science, technology, business, finance, news, current events, humor, memes.
Music and science stuff.
You said the one for science?
Yeah.
All right. Let me go back to that one. Science, technology, okay. We're missing one.
And then music.
Music, okay. What is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College, bachelor.
Okay, bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced or widow?
Divorced.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Neither. They really need to put a different category in there. I vote for the lesser of the evils, if I even like them.
All right.
But
if you had to choose, what would you consider the most one? To which of these three would you lean the most?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Not a strong one. If I don't like you, I'm not voting for you.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time. Thank you. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I did not vote. I didn't like any of them.
Okay. So you did not vote?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income of all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
35,000.
Okay. Alrighty. These were all the questions that I had for you today. You have been very sweet and kind, so I really thank you so much for helping me out.
Oh, you're welcome. They really need to add some new categories.
Yeah, of course. I'll definitely make some notes about that. I respect that as well. Thank you for the feedback.
All right. Thank you, ma'am, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.